ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम स्वप्नो जागरणे लोकः स्वप्ने लोकः स्वप्नेपि जागरो नहि द्वयमेव लये नास्ति लयोपि ह्युभयोर्न च त्रयमेवं भवेन्मिथ्या गुणत्रय विनिर्मितम् अस्य द्रष्टा गुणातीतो नित्यो ह्येकश्चिदात्मकः We have to account for this universe. The universe has to be resolved as Nitya. Otherwise, you cannot establish non-duality. That is why Shastra study is very important also. Because without the study, if you simply practice meditation, the maximum one can you can arrive at is you can in meditation you can resolve have all your thoughts resolved, you can have the total stillness. But the total you will experience a total stillness, there is no doubt. You will experience total stillness, but that total stillness being an object of experience, it will not last long. Because an experience, any experience has a beginning and an end. That is not enlightenment, that is not moksha. And there again, you will not be able to take the ownership of chaitanyam, consciousness, but stillness as very aham. Second point. Third point, even if you see that, how are you going to account for the world? Because the world will come back. So the world has to be, resolved there as mithya. Only then you can arrive at the vision of the non-duality of the truth. But therefore, in this context, swapnaha jagarane alokaha. The dream world is absent, is not an object of perception in the waking state. And jagaraha, the waking universe, is not an object of experience in the dream. Because when a given world is an object of experience, the other we take it. It excludes the other world. So they are mutually exclusive, though they are discontinuous also. No, there is no such thing called eternal waking universe. There is no such thing called eternal permanent dream universe. And then they both are mutually exclusive. And dvayameva laye nasti, and both these waking universe and the dream universe, both are not there. Where laya, both are not there in deep sleep state. Is in sushuptau. layaha api ubhayor nacha, and that unmanifest condition of the universe also is not there in subtle and gross manifestations in dream and deep waking state. You can't say, I have experience of waking universe as well as the unmanifest universe. You cannot say, I have experience of dream universe and the unmanifest condition of the universe. No. Unmanifest means there cannot be dream, there cannot be waking. And when in unmanifest, both the worlds are not there. Similarly, unmanifest universe also is not there in the other two. Condition of the universe is not there. It's a different condition, isn't it? Therefore, what he says, Trayam evam bhaven mithya. Because they are not permanently there, in the presence of the one, other two are not there. In the presence of one, okay, in the waking universe is there, other two are not there. In dream, other two are not there. In deep sleep, in the universe is unmanifest, then other two are not there. Therefore, in the presence of one, other two are not there. Conditions of the universe, isn't it, are not there. Therefore, all the three conditions of the universe, gross manifestation, available for perception in the waking state, subtle manifestation available for perception in dream state, dream available for perception as the dream universe, gross manifestation available for perception as the gross universe, the waking universe, and the unmanifest condition of the universe available for, isn't it, objectification in a deep sleep state. Okay, all of them being mutually exclusive and discontinuous, they're all what now? Time bound. Anything time bound is said to be what now? It is not eternal. Then, Trayamevam Bhaven Mithya, all these three conditions of the universe, okay, totally manifest condition, subtly manifest condition, and unmanifest condition, isn't it? The universe, they're all what now? Mithya. The universe is mithya, that's what he wants to say. And gunatraya vinirmitam, and they are what now? They are made of nothing but gunatraya, means maya. They are maya products. So all these three worlds available for objectification, experience in three different states, conditions, all of them are mithya because they are all products of maya. Whereas, asya drashta guna atitaha nityaha ekaha chid atmakaha. Asya drashta, the seer of these three states of three worlds. Three worlds means what? Three worlds actually. Three conditions of the universe. Gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, and unmanifest condition. Or you can say experiencer of the waking universe, dream universe, and the unmanifest universe. Experiencer of, the seer of those three, the universe, is a guna atitaha, free from all the attributes. Guna atitaha, nityaha, eternal, does not come and go. These different experiences come and go because the objects of experience, the world, comes and goes, changes. Whereas the seer, the experiencer, does not change unchangingly, unchangeably, eternally. The experiencer, the drashta, the seer is. That seer nityaha gunatitaha yekaha. And even though the worlds experienced are three, as a waking universe, dream universe, and unmanifest universe. Whereas here, and in the waking also, in dream also, you see varieties of objects constitute those worlds, waking and dream worlds. But the seer is one. seer is only one, who is Ekaha. And what is that seer? The eternal, unchanging, attributeless, only seer is in the form of pure consciousness alone. There is no seer sitting with eyes and mind. Okay, this seer is a unique seer, the exalted seer, ultimate seer, one who sees without the eyes. And that means in what form is this seer, drashta, chid atmaka, is in the form of pure consciousness. Okay, he distinguishes the seer from the seen worlds. Whereas, why do we say the worlds are triguna, no? Trigunatmakam means, trigunatmakam, triguna nirmitam means, it is product of three gunas. That's why the whole world, the lokaha, is always manifestation of three gunas only. Every object in this universe has three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. There is no object which is devoid of any one of three gunas. You know that? Everything has all three gunas. But the proportion may differ from an object to object. Sattva, some objects may be sattva predominantly sattvic, predominantly rajasic, predominantly tamasic. But all the three are found in everything here. Because all of them are products of trigunatmika maya. Three gunas means three powers alone. The subtlest original matter is in the form of three powers only. When they're all three powers are unmanifest, we call them maya. It is known as maya. And maya is nothing but threefold powers. And threefold powers manifest, get the name, three different names, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic gunas. Therefore we say the whole prapancha is nothing but three gunas only. Where do you want to go and search for the gunas? The whole prapancha is triguna nirmitam. Everything has what? Trigunas here. Triguna nirmitam. Whereas consciousness is nirgunaha, guna atitaha, free from these gunas, free from all the attributes. Therefore, we'll go to the next verse. Yadvan mrudi ghata bhrantim. Yadvan mrudi ghata bhrantim. Shuktova rajata sthitim. Tadvat brahmani jivatvam. Vikshamane na pashyati. Yadvan mridi ghata bhrantim. Shuktau varajata sthitim. Tadvat brahmani jivatvam. Vikshamane na pashyati. See, mrid means clay. It's a takaranta shabda, mrit. So mridi in the clay. Locative of mrit is called mridi. In the mrit, in the clay, ghata bhrantihi. You see the pot in the clay. You see the ghata bhrantihi means what? Bhrantihi means delusion, confusion. Ghata bhrantihi. See, seeing the pot in the clay, Okay, seeing the pot in the clay, that means you do not see the clay. When you say seeing the pot in the clay means what? You do not see the clay. That means you do not see the clay, you see only the pot. And when you see only the pot is real for you, satyam for you. Pot is satyam. Actually, what is pot? Pot is nama rupa, name and form. When you say nama rupa, nama rupa is mithya because it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is non-substantial. Pot is an effect. Effect is a name and form. Name and form is non-substantial. Because it is mithya, it has no independent existence. And anything which has no independent existence is as good as non-existent. This order I taught you in Taittiriya Upanishad class. Isn't it? The order you have to remember. Anything which is an effect is just the name and form. Anything which is just the name and form is non-substantial. Because a name and form is nothing but mithya, a mithya is that which has no independent existence, and which has no independent existence is as good as non-existent. So what happens? The mithya name and form pot, which is as good as non-existent, is mistaken for the reality as a real. And what is real? Okay, clay alone is real. Clay alone is real, but pot is mistaken for real. How long? Once you see the clay, in the wake of the knowledge of the clay being the satyam, you resolve the pot in the very clay. Without pushing aside the pot anywhere, you just resolve, you see cognitively resolve the pot in the very clay. Where is the pot other than the clay? All that is there is only the clay. Even if you say there is a pot, it is as good as non-existent. Because it is mithya, even though it serves a purpose. Clay alone is in the form of pot. First you see the pot, thereafter when you see the clay, you resolve the pot in the clay. Similarly, shukta va rajata sthitim, shukta. Tihi means seashell. The seashell is called a shuktihi. And it shines, sometimes glitters like white silver. So rajatam means silver. So rajatasthitim, it would be natural for one to mistake the seashell for silver. In fact, see, silver is not there at all. But still you mistake the seashell for the silver. But once you know what is, in the wake of the knowledge of what is, what is not cannot be seen, isn't it? You see what is not because you see what is. You do not see what is. Whenever we fail to see what is, we happen to see what is not. You are able to see the silver because you do not see what is, that is only seashell. And once you see what is, then you cannot see what is not. No, you, once you, in the wake of knowledge of the seashell being seashell, and even if you search for silver, turning it, oh my God, I took it for silver, turn it again and, you know, let me check again very well. No, you cannot see silver there. In the same way, what he says, Tadvadu Brahmani Jeevatvam. There's a Jeevatvam. Brahman, actually, every self is Brahman only. Everything is Brahman, every self is Brahman. All that is there is only Brahman. But still, when we say, all of us should say what now? I am Brahman, you are Brahman, he is Brahman, that is Brahman, this is Brahman. What is that? It's only Brahman. That must be our vision. I am alone Brahman, you are not Brahman. No. I am Brahman, you are Brahman. He is Brahman, she is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. That must be the vision. Like how clear you are when you see the, you know, oh, that wave is water, this wave is water, this wave is water, all the waves are water. And the wave which happens to talk off should say, I am also water. Everything is water. It must be the fact. But what happens? I am a wave. Similarly, but we are not able to say, Aham Brahmasmi. We don't need to say it. At least the vision must be there. It's not for saying it outside. But that vision is lacking. Vision is not there. Therefore, why? Because when you do not know what the self is, then you do not know what is the truth of the whole universe is, what Brahman is. If you know what the self is, you know what Brahman is. If you do not know what the self is, then you do not know what Brahman is. Then what happens once you do not see a self being Brahman, then naturally you say what? I am a jiva. You one sees oneself as an individual. So jivatvam pashyati means one sees oneself as a jiva. One seeing oneself as a jiva is an individual is called seeing the jivatvam, individuality. Okay? Jivatvam pashyati. One sees, one seeing oneself as the jiva is called jivatvam pashyati. Tadvad brahmani vikshamani. When one sees oneself being Brahman, then no more one sees oneself as an individual. When the wake of knowledge of the self being Brahman, the wake of knowledge of the reality as one's own self, then one does not see oneself as an individual. One no more sees oneself as a jiva, isolated individual. Isolation is absolutely due to the lack of vision of the truth. See, one can, in vyavahara, one can remain as an individual, one has to remain as an individual in transactions. But you should be only at the relative level, but not at the absolute level. But absolutely, you know, the division being not there, isolation being not possible, everything being one must be very clear. So he says, how long viksham tadvat, in the same way, brahmani vikshamane, in the wake of the knowledge, vikshamanha means, vikshamana seeing the Brahman, in the wake of knowledge of Brahman as one's own self, jivatvam na pashyati. Okay, one does not see one's own self as an individual. That means one does not, one not seeing oneself as an individual means what? One does not isolate oneself from the totality, the whole. One does not divide oneself from the whole. One does not isolate oneself from the totality, from the whole. One does not see oneself as the jiva, the individual. Seeing oneself as individual means what? Seeing oneself being subject to all limitations. Seeing one's own self as jiva means what? Taking oneself for something which is subject to all limitations. Having all these notions. Now I know Brahman, I'm no more a jiva, I'm a Brahman, I'm no more an individual, but I'm a mortal. I'm going to die one day. I'm a mortal, I'm going to die one day, I'm very unhappy. I know I'm Brahman, but still, you know, still things affect me. I know I'm Brahman, but still I can't stand others. No, everybody's behavior irritates me. I tell you, if you know you are Brahman, that means identity, the shift, the cognitive, I told you always the shift is in, it's a cognitive shift. The cognitive shift, the aham brahmasmi, that vision is there. Then you will see the differences, you will see everything, but there will not be affliction, there will not be irritation. There will be acceptance. That is the personality transformation, isn't it? Transformation of personality. The word he says, that jivatvam na pashyati, one does not see oneself as an isolated individual who become the victim of the problems of the world. One doesn't see him oneself as an individual. When? Only when one recognizes one's own self being Brahman. Brahmani vikshamane. One does not see pot in the clay in the wake of knowledge of the clay being satyam. One cannot see the silver in the wake of knowledge of the what is there being seashell. Similarly, in the wake of knowledge of one's own self being Brahman, one cannot see oneself as an isolated individual anymore. So everything boils down to the vision of the truth as one's own self. Doesn't matter how much ever you talk about Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Do you know that? Do you understand that Brahman? Can you claim that Brahman as your self? No, what is the all academicians, they talk so much about Brahman. This, what is Brahman? Brahman is of this nature. They read and talk about Brahman. Everything they talk about Brahman. So what? That Brahman, I am, you should be able to say. Only then there's a real, the problem solves. Okay, let's go to the next one. Yatha mridi ghato nama. Kanake kundala bhidha. Yatha mridi ghato nama. Kanake kundala bhidha.
Kanake kundala bhidha.
Shuktauhi.
Shuktauhi.
Rajata khyatihi.
Rajata
ಜೀವ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ತಥಾ ಪರೇ ಜೀವ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ತಥಾ ಪರೇ ಈಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶಬ್ದ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಡಸ್ ಎನಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಶಬ್ದ ಸಿ ನೌ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಶಬ್ದ ಅ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಅ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವೇವ್ ಶಬ್ದ ವೇವ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎನಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಲೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ನ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಘಟಃ ಯು ಲರ್ನ್ ಸಾಂಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಘಟಃ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್ ಘಟಃ ಇತಿ ನಾಮ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೇಮ್ ಘಟಃ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೇಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎನಿ ನೇಮ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಗಿವನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಶಬ್ದ ಅ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ಘಟಃ ನಾಮ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಪಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಶಬ್ದ ವಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಶಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ದ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಘಟಃ ನೋ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎನಿ ನೋ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಶಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲೇ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲೇ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ದಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟಿವ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಕ್ಲೇ the name the word pot minus clay it is meaningless similarly kanake kundala abhidha also means a name you learn lot of sanskrit words nama means name abhidha also means name Kundala Abhidha. Kundala means an earring, not a hanging earring. It's called Kundala. Like this we used, young girls used to wear in India. So Kundala Abhidha. This ornament called Kundalam, the earring, also an ear ornament, the beautiful is Kundalam. Kundala Abhidha, the name Kundalam, the name Abhidha, the name Kundalam, an earring is a ornament is also what a word shabdah substantive which has no meaning without the gold kanake isn't it it has its meaning only in the gold it has no substantiality of its own the substance of the substantive earring is the gold the substance or the substantive pot is the clay similarly gives one more example again shuktau hi rajata khyatihi khyatihi again is what well known name silver is a very well known name rajatam again no Rajatam, a silver. Shuktau, you cannot see silver at all if you do not see the seashell. Isn't for you to be able to see silver, how can you see something? No, when something, nothing is here, you cannot say there is a rope, there is a snake. For you to even to mistake something for something, isn't it? Some substratum must be there. What is the substratum for the silver? Isn't it? It is the, so that without the substratum, it is not possible for one, isn't it, to see even the silver. Without the substratum of this seashell, it is not possible for one to see the rajatam. So the name, the rajatam is just the term, shabdaha. Silver is just the word which has no meaning outside of the seashell. That means what? When you mistake it. See, he gives two here. One is pratibhasika satyam. One is vyavaharika satyam. Isn't it? See, when you stay, when you seeing, suppose you alone see silver in the shell. It is not real, isn't it? One is mistaken for what is not is taken to be what is. And what is tucham here, isn't it? And what is mithya also, what is as though also, is what is non-existent is taken to be existent, and what is as though is taken to be really existent. For both is what now? Generally, it is possible for any such perceptions. Therefore, he, like that, in the same way, he says, the word tatha, jiva shabdaha tatha pare. Pare brahmani. Param means Brahman here. Jiva shabdaha. The word jivaha also has no meaning outside of Brahman. The substance of the substantive jivaha also is actually Brahman alone. We are going to see on Saturday in Taittiri Upanishad how Paramatma alone is in the form of jivas. In establishing, we have seen only one first step we have seen. We have to present all the six more arguments for establishing the existence of Brahman. Then I am going to say this. That is going to be discussed. So, jiva shabdaha also pare brahmani. The word jiva, the individual also is a what no, non-substantial word. Isn't it? Because it has no meaning outside of Brahman. The word pot has meaningless outside of clay. The word kundalam has no meaning outside of gold. The word, silver has no meaning outside of this seashell. So also the word jiva has no meaning outside of Brahman. It means what? It is a non-substantial substantive. The substance of each substantive is its own cause. Similarly, what is the substance of the substantive jivaha? Nothing but Brahman. Jivaha is a just the substantive, for which substance is none other than Brahman. Therefore, one cannot say, I am a jiva, I am an individual. Which is a meaningless word without the substance called Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone is in the form of jiva. Clay alone is in the form of pot. Silver alone, shell alone appears to be silver. Gold alone is in the form of kundalam, with the enjoying different names. So also, Brahman alone is in the form of jiva. There is no jiva other than Brahman. Yathaiva vyomni nilatvam yatha niram marusthale marusthale yathaiva vyomni nilatvam yatha niram marusthale purushatvam yatha sthanau tadvad vishvam chidatmani. Beautiful verses. Vyomni. Vyomni, Vyoman means sky. Vyoman means sky or space. Vyomni means in the sky. Neelatvam. Neelatvam means the color, the color blue. Neelaha means the color blue. And the neelatvam means then the blue color, is it? The blue color, appearance of the blue color on the part of the sky. Can you say there are two things above, sky and the blue color? There is no blue color at all. What is there is only sky, but appears to be blue in color. And even though we use the adjective blue sky, and as if there's a brown sky existing elsewhere, or some other sky. Cloudy sky we have sometimes. But really speaking, all the adjectives have no meaning. Sky is just the sky. The blueness, but still we do perceive, our perception, you cannot deny your perception. We do perceive the blueness. Just because I see the blueness, and is this blueness real? Does it have existence independent of this sky? And is there blueness at all, really speaking? If you analyze, we only see what? The blueness is seemingly there on the part of the sky. Yatha neelatvam yomni. Just as it only mithya, isn't it? It's not rahatyam, not real. Yatha niram marusthale. The same way we do see water in the marusthala means the desert. Desert means what? A very, very hot place. Desert. Where you cannot find any water. But there you see what? Which water? Mirage water you see, but still you see the water. Is there real water? There's no real. If at all some water appears to be there in desert, it's only mirage water, not real water. It means what? What? That mirage is not real. The blueness is not real. What you have to understand here, not real. In the same way, purushattvam yatha sthanau. Sthanuhu means a post. I used to do this. Okay, every time I was walking 11 o'clock in the night, sometimes once in a while, then the post there, the post, we mistake the post for, oh, somebody's. For a dim light, it is natural for you to mistake this post for a man. The old man standing there, look, he doesn't even move. And, my God. And he seems to have covered himself also with something. Because some boxes are stuck to this. When you see from distance, it is natural for us to mistake the sthanuhu, isn't it? Some pose for a man. When you see it, you perceive the post, you perceive the man in the post. I mean what? You mistake the post for a man, you mistake the sky as a blue sky. You see the blueness. Similarly, you mistake the water, the mirage water, for real water in a desert. Similarly, tadvadu, the same way, vishvam chidatmani. This whole universe, which appears to be so real for you, is it? Where do you see? Only in the Atma, Chidatma, only in your own self, the consciousness. Without the sky, it is not possible for you to see the blue color. There must be sky and you can see the blue color. To see the blue sky. You cannot see a man without the stump, isn't it? Without the post. If you are able to see man without the post also, that is a different problem, isn't it? And you cannot see the water at all without the heat and light. You cannot say just like that. You need a substratum. But you mistake them all for what? Real. You mistake the mirage water for real water. You mistake the man for the real thing, for pose for a real person. You mistake the blueness of the sky as a real one. But here also, what is the substratum where that you can see this universe? You see this universe also only in the Brahman, your own, the consciousness, Chidatmani. You see this whole universe in the self, the consciousness. But you mistake this Mithya universe for Satyam. You perceive it as real. You do not see the reality being Chidatma, but you see the very perception, this world has no existence independent of the Chidatma. Atma, the consciousness, which is Brahman. The world very much exists only where? In the Atma. It is the Atma which is the substance of the substantive universe. This world has no existence outside of the Atma. Like there is no blueness outside of the sky. There is no water, mirage water. You can't say just the mirage water alone is there without this. The desert. There is no such, that means what? You take it as real. Similarly, this universe also, is it what now? It is as unreal as this universe which you see is as unreal as the mirage water, is as unreal as, we don't say it is, okay, as unreal as the blueness of the sky, it is as unreal as the man in the stump, the sthanu. That means what? What is real is only the Atma, the consciousness. Atma, the consciousness alone is Satyam, the real. But this world, which you see in the very Atma, you cannot see the world outside of the Atma. The proof for the Atma being there is what the world is because Atma is. It is not possible for you to even to see, experience this world without the Atma. Because this world has no existence outside of the consciousness. And you mistake this world for real world, this world is as unreal as those things. Other things. That means Atma alone is Satyam. Now, the same, what is discussed in this, the 61st verse is going to be discussed again in 62, 62nd, 63rd, 64th verses. Yathaiva shunye vetalo vetalo gandha gandharvanam puram yatha gandharvanam puram yatha. Yatha kashe dvichandratvam tadvat satye jagat sthiti yathaiva shunye vetalo gandharvanam puram yatha. Yatha kashe dvichandratvam dvichandratvam tadvat satye jagat sthiti yatha eva shunye vetalaha gandharvanam puram yatha akashe dvichandratvam. Sometimes shunyam, shunyam, shunyam means an empty space, a vacant, okay, the vacant place, the empty space, nobody lives there. No, nobody lives there, okay, and then we take it as a haunted place, isn't it? Do you guys believe here? In India, people get scared really. Yeah. The old palaces, and nobody goes there. And we have a lot of mythological stories also. And we hear that there are so many palatial houses and huge palaces and all that. And where they say haunted places. Haunted means the ghosts live there. So nobody goes near. Everybody goes inside, and then they will get killed also. And we have stories like this. And there is a very, very precious, you know, gems and diamonds are there. It's a huge treasure is there hidden in a big pot inside the palace. But who will go on? It is protected by, you know, ghosts. Who will go on and take it? No? We have stories like this. So in India it's very, very, the vacant houses, palaces, big places, mistaken for haunted places. Therefore here, வேதாலகா சூன்ய. வேதாலகா மீன்ஸ் வேதாலம் சொல்லுவாங்க, இருக்க கோஸ்ட் ஹாண்டட் பிளேஸ், தே சே தி கோஸ்ட்ஸ் லிவ் தேர். ஷூன்யே வேதாலகா கந்தர்வாணாம் புறம் யதா. கந்தர்வாணாம் புறம், he just negates, my god, this world is as unreal as this, but for you it is so much real, because it is very difficult for the mind to accept. It is very difficult for, how much ever you are taught to see the fact how logically explained, and you are helped to see the mithyatvam, the world being mithya, is as good as non-existent, see, but still it is very difficult, a very painful thing to accept the fact that world is not real. And to take the ownership of the truth as oneself. It's very difficult. The way he says, when shunye vetalaha gandharvanam puram yatha. Now gandharvanam puram means, they say the castles. Puram puram means a castle here. Okay. Gandharvanam puram means a castle. Now, where is the castle of the Gandharvas? The celestial musicians. Gandharvas are celestial musicians. And where do they live? They live in huge palaces. And where is the palace of Gandharvas? In the air. Is it possible to have a castle in the air? We can build a castle in the air. Isn't it? Is it real? Shankara says, Shankara uses his building castles in the air. So, Gandharvanam Puram Yatha. Similarly, Yatha Akashe Dvichandratvam. Sometimes you see, if you are some dice or something, and you can see, I see two moons in the sky. Two moons. Can you ever see two moons? Only one moon, isn't it? But you see, it is possible. How, what is, you are able to see two moons also. The two moons are not there. If you are able to see two moons, it is not real. If you are able to think that all empty space are haunted by ghosts, which is not true. And it is not true that, the Gandharva celestial musicians have their big huge palace in the air. Is it true? It's not true. It is not real. Tadvat satye jagat sthitihi. In the same way, this universe also exists in, the universe existing in Brahman also. Where does the universe exist? The universe has its existence only in Brahman. Just as ocean has its existence in the water, this universe has existence only in Brahman. That means the universe is not real. But it is difficult for you to accept the fact, for the universe is so real. No, universe is not real at all. It is mithya. It is just a namarupa. It's a name. It is just a meaningless, it's a non-substantial substantive. Therefore, tadvate satye jagat sthitihi. Jagat sthitihi means what now? The existence of the universe also is in the same way universe is existence of universe in the Brahman. That means this universe is as unreal as the castle in the air, as unreal as the ghost haunting the empty space. It is as unreal as, the vision of two moons in the sky. Yatha taranga kal తరంగ కల్లోలై యథాతరంగ కల్లోలై జలమేవ స్ఫురత్యలం పాత్రరూపేణ తామ్రం హి బ్రహ్మాండౌఘైస్తథాత్మత యథాతరంగ కల్లోలై జలమేవ స్ఫురత్యలం పాత్రరూపేణ తామ్రం హి బ్రహ్మాండౌఘైస్తథాత్మత బ్రహ్మాండౌఘైస్తథాత్మత See, all these words again only negate the universe as mithya. These verses, you have to remember, these verses establish the mithyatvam of the universe. Okay? By establishing the mithyatvam of universe, they establishing also what? The implication, they establish the satyatvam of Brahman also. Okay? So they say again, same, all 63, 64 also same meaning. The mithyatvam of the universe is established. This universe is as unreal as those things which we given as examples. The way the universe is not tucham. Don't ever say universe is non-existent, unreal. If the universe is unreal, then why should we work hard to negate it? Because unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. You get what I'm saying? And then do you need to work hard to negate which is not existent? Why should I work hard to undo something which is not here? A non-existent thing need not be removed, need not be resolved. You do not work very hard to... It's already non-existent. It's already non-existent, and why should you work hard to remove it, to make it non-existent? Therefore, the universe should never ever say it is not tucham, it is not unreal, it is not non-existent, but it is not absolutely real also. The universe is not non-existent, but the universe is not absolutely real also. But the problem is, it is as though real, it is as good as existent, but it is empirically real, relatively real, but not absolutely real. If you are able to see the universe, accept the universe as something which is empirically, relatively real, then there is no problem. The problem is you are mistaking the empirically, relatively real universe for absolutely real universe. There are people who say the world is unreal, non-existent, because this Brahman alone is real. You should never say it's unreal. That is why Vedanta study is so important, because it is not just understanding the truth alone. You have to account for this universe. You have to resolve it as mithya, cognitively. Only then you can arrive at the non-duality of the reality. Only then you can arrive at Brahman being the only absolute reality. Isn't it? Therefore, how many... Absolutely, what is really is only Atma, the Brahman, the Chaitanyam. The whole prapancha is mithya, has become very clear. First say mithya, then you say it is as good as non-existent, but it is not non-existent. That is why these verses are said. He says now, yatha taranga kallolaihi. See, tarangaha means wave. Kallolaha means, the ripples. Jalameva spurati alam. Jalameva spurati alam. Alam means what? Definitely. You all know very well. Definitely. Jalameva spurati. Water alone appears. Water alone shines in the form of innumerably countless waves and ripples which rise, remain and resolve in the water. Is it? Innumerably countless waves and ripples rise, they remain and resolve in the water. So, it is the jalameva, water alone appears, water alone shines. Definitely, doubtlessly, water alone shines in the form of these countless waves and ripples. Similarly, in the same way, patra rupena tamram. Because in those days we used a lot of copper containers, Shankara's period. So he mentions copper. If he knew, he would have said plastic alone. He would have said, Tupperware alone. He would have said that. But he didn't say that tamram, because those days only copper was very famous. For us, copper was very important. Now, in India, even for all the copper and then the zinc also. So he says what now? Tamrameva patra rupena. Patra means, container, a vessel. So the copper alone appears in the form of the container, the vessel. There is no vessel other than the copper. There is no wave or ripple other than the water. It is the water which alone shines in the form of waves and ripples. It is the metal. It is the metal alone which appears in the form of a given vessel or container. Patra rupena tamramhi, the copper metal. He says, Brahmanda ogaihi. Brahmanda ogaha. Brahmanda ogaha becomes what now? Brahmanda ogaha. Brahmanda ogaha. Brahmanda ogaha. Because what? Brahmandaugaha. Okay? Brahmandaugaha means, actually it's a bunch and a group and a crowd is called oga. Brahmandaugaha. Because what? Brahmandaugaha. Brahmandaugaha. Why Brahmandaugaha? My God, this universe, if you say, this universe is of innumerably countless names and forms, isn't it? Various. See, first he gives examples. See, when you say even the wave, water alone upshines them of innumerably countless form, waves and ripples, when we say similarly, the universe appears in how many forms? In the innumerably countless species, forms and names, that's why auga. Oga. Is it? Brahmanda augaha means what? This vast, inexplicably vast universe constituted of what? No, innumerably countless forms. All this, because of the variety, my God, you are like in a villager in India going to the town and seeing just the, the sweet shop. He gets stunned like that because a villager, we hardly have any shops in the villages, not any shops. And going to a city, big city, cosmopolitan city and seeing the big sweet shop, varieties of sweets sold in the shop, has not seen one ordinary thing, he gets spellbound and stunned. He can't speak and he cannot say it is not, isn't it? Like that, every individual also, when you see this whole prapancha, how can you say this whole prapancha is unreal? How can you say the whole prapancha is as good as non-existent? How can you say this universe as mithya? My God, I see the, you know, elements, I see the elementals, I see the living beings, I see the non-living things, I see the varieties of non-living things, so pleasant and so beautiful. I see the all, the innumerable countless species, the living beings, the way they live, the lifestyles are different, everything is different. And different cultural backgrounds, different cultures and different complexions and different. Once you cross the ocean, completely different in the West. Isn't it? And you see people in Africa, my God, completely look different also. You know, the Asians look different, brown, black, white, and the food habits are different and all these things are different. We don't know how, but all, there are countless differences, countless species, countless forms and countless names, just as inexplicably vast. And that universe, I do experience, it is very difficult for me to digest the fact it's all as good as non-existent. Isn't it? It's very difficult. Therefore, he says, yes, it is one Brahmatma. Atmata, tatha atmata, brahmandau gaihi, tatha atmata. Atmata means what now? It is the self which is Brahman alone, appears as this innumerable, the inexplicably vast universe consisting of innumerably countless forms and names. Got it? Atmata. Ogehi atmata means what? Atmata means atma. See, that which is there enjoying the status of being the self. Isn't it? As the self. That which is there as the self is what? Consciousness, Brahman. Brahman alone is there in, as the self. And that self alone, the Atmata, okay? The reality, the consciousness, which is there as the self alone, appears as this Oghaha, this crowds and heaps and bunches and now all this innumerably countless forms and names, universe, inexplicably vast universe. That's why Ogaha, Brahman, isn't it? Ogaha, we have to say Augaha, Augahi. One vastu alone, the only vastu alone, appears as this whole prapancha of innumerably countless forms of inexplicably vast universe. Okay, because it is that alone appears as this. There is no other vastu. There is no other substance. No, these are different forms, different names. Yes, but vastu is one alone. And that vastu alone is there as the very self. So, atmata alone, the reality which is there as the self alone appears in the form of the inexplicably vast universe of innumerably countless forms and names. This is the meaning of the word Brahmandaugaha. Okay, Brahmandaugaihi Atmata Spurati. Self alone appears. The whole universe is you, the Atma. You have to say what? The entire ocean of waves and ripples is water. All the vent containers are nothing but metal, copper or steel. So also the whole prapancha is you, the Atma, the consciousness. You are the whole. You are the whole prapancha. Distinguish yourself from the whole and resolve the whole in you and see yourself as the whole. Distinguish yourself from the whole. First, distinguish yourself from the body, mind, and complex. Thereby distinguish yourself from the whole and resolve the whole in you. Thereby see the whole as yourself. There is no second reality. There is no second substance. There is no second thing. There is no second thing other than the Atma. There is no second reality other than the Atma. There is no second substance other than the Atma. What is there is only the Atma. It is the Atma which alone appears as this innumerably vast, inexplicably vast universe of innumerably countless beings, species, names and forms. We'll do only one more verse and stop, or we'll stop. Okay, with one verse, that particular, the mithyatam of the universe gets over. Okay, only the fourth verse.
Ghata namna yatha prithvi.
That's why I don't think Shankara is repeating. It's mainly for us to analyze and to be with the fact.
Ghata namna yatha prithvi.
I remember Swamiji saying, now he says, you know, people don't think, oh, we understood everything, you know, but still we wait for something means there's no understanding. Swamiji says, you become, you remain rasagulla and rasagulla jar. That means what? You remain as rasagulla in a jar means you remain soaked all the time in a sugar syrup. So that what now? You get soaked in sugar syrup. So this repeated study of Vedanta is like what? It's like having oneself soaked in the vision. Even though that's why you don't feel, you know, the same old sugar syrup. Now, how long can I be sitting in the same sugar syrup? The rasagulla doesn't feel bored, isn't it? Swamiji gives a beautiful example. You remain rasagulla in the sugar syrup. Sit there, isn't it? And get soaked and soaked and soaked and soaked and soaked. So, when you squeeze it, only rasa sugar syrup will come out. So also, you had the only way you can get yourself soaked in Vedantic vision is what? Repeatedly listening to these texts. That Shankara does know. Understand? Now we are getting slowly soaked now. We are not yet absorbed much. So, we have to absorb like rasagullas. So when somebody comes and touches, ஓகே. கடநாம் நாயதா பிருத்வி, பட்டநாம் நாஹி தந்தவஹ, ஜகன்நாம் நாசிதா பாதி, ஜேயம் தத்ததபாவதஹ. ஜேயம் தத்ததபாவதஹ. See, Ghata Namna Yatha Prithvi. The Prithvi, Prithvi, the Prithvi means earth here. The earth alone gets the name, what is this? The Ghataha. Ghataha is a name added to the substance clay. Prithvi, isn't it? So, the earth alone, earth means the clay alone here. The earthen, earth alone, the clay alone has the name, gets the name added to it, what? The pot. Similarly, பட்டநாம்நாஹி தந்தவஹா. No, the பட்டஹ, the cloth is a name added to the yarns. தந்துஹு means a yarn. தந்தவஹா, what is this? What is this cloth? What is this fabric? The fabric is a name added to the fibers. Isn't it true? The fabric is a name added to the fibers. Pot is a name added to the clay. So also he says, Jagannamna Chidabhati. Universe is a name added to Chit, the consciousness. That means what? Clay alone shines in the form of a pot. Fibers alone shine in the form of the fabric. Consciousness alone shines in the form of the universe. Now to know what the clay is, to know what the fibers are, to know what the universe is, what do you do? Tattad abhavataha tad jnayam. Tattad jnayam tad abhavataha. Now you have to negate what? If you resolve the pot name in the clay, negation is called negation of pot. Okay, you negate, you resolve the, you see, there is no such a thing called pot. Is just the name of a given form which has no independent existence, which is nothing but clay. Pot is clay. When you say pot is nothing but, when you say you have resolved the name and form pot in the clay, not physically, cognitively. When you say this fabric is nothing but fibers, when you say you resolve the fabric in fibers, this resolve, cognitive resolution of Namarupa in its cause, without which the Namarupa have no independent existence, is called negation of Namarupa. Okay? Similarly, you resolve what now? Jagat is a substantive. Universe, the word universe also is a name of this huge, isn't it? name of the form only. For the whole universe also says the name which is resolvable in Brahman. Why? Because this universe has no independent existence outside of Atma, the Brahman. Like the pot has no independent existence outside of clay, like fabric has no independent existence outside of the fibers, this universe has no existence outside of Brahman, the Atma. Therefore, this universe is nothing but Atma. When you say this resolution, cognitively resolve the universe in Atma, is what? Is the universe being negated as Mithya. It has to be negated. Only then what you can say, what is there is only Satyam Brahman, the Atma. Okay? Resolution is very important. Because this is not possible for people who simply practice meditation. This is not possible. Negation of the universe as Mithya is very, very, very important. See, the two sides. See, there's a Jiva Ishvara Aikyam has to be established. Oneness of the self, of the totality and an individual has to be resolved first, isn't it? The Jiva Ishvara Bheda means the individual self being different from the Ishvara, the self of the total, isn't it? That difference has to be resolved first. And thereafter, you have to resolve the universe and the reality. You have to resolve two differences. Jiva Ishvara Bheda, Jagad Ishvara Bheda. Like the wave, ocean, wave, water difference and ocean, water difference. Which is not possible if they don't study Vedanta. See, people who simply are given to the practice of meditation cannot resolve these differences. No way. Because resolution is not physical, isn't it? It's cognitive. Understanding has to take place. You got it? Understanding has to take place. See, having studied Shastram and knowing the Swarupam well and constantly dwelling upon that, then meditation is enough. That is contemplation. Isn't it? Without the understanding, how will you resolve? It is absolutely cognitive. Understand? So now, all that he does is through these four verses, he has negated the Jagat as Mithya. Thereby he establishes what? The non-duality of Atma, the Brahman. Atma being non-dual is established only by resolving Jagat as Mithya. Become very clear anyway. Later on, we see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.